Young 50s widower seeks lady friend who enjoys the slow bloom of affection, loves dogs. I will be carrying a single yellow rose. Ugh.
The Personals ad takes a new place of prominence in the modern American dating scene as portrayed in Must Love Dogs, the story of divorcee Sarah, whose sisters, brother, even her father all want her to find a new mate.
There's life after divorce, you know.
You were married to the same woman for 45 years, Dad. What do you know about divorce?
This guy's my boss. Be nice.
Precious little, I admit. Oh, the black specter of two lives torn asunder.
Not helping, Dad.
Diane Lane plays Sarah and believes the real-life anguish of divorce is not out of place in comedy.
I think they go together. I think we laugh at our pain, and that's what makes us heal, hopefully. And, I mean, in hindsight, you have these ridiculous things happen, and then you say, one day I'll be laughing about this. And at that point, it's funny, because you survive these things. That's the hope, anyway.
I went online, pretended I was you, and put your profile on perfectmatch.com.
Exasperated, Sarah's older sister takes a bold step onto the Internet.
You're making this up.
That's my high school graduation picture.
That's all I had. That or your wedding photo.
Voluptuous? Carol, every woman listed claims to be at least voluptuous.
Voluptuous, sensuous, DWF, seek special man to share starlit nights, must love dogs.
I put that in for you.
Lane, who is married in real life, says she's never tried internet dating services that claim to be able to pair people up scientifically, but her research into it for this role intrigued her.
I think it would be a ball. I mean, I would be frightened if I were looking for a life mate kind of thing, which my character is, so it's a little bit more daunting, I think. But I also think it's great to get your resume out of the way. As it were, you know, no smokers need apply, or whatever your qualms might be, you can sort of say that very politely up front and have it not be personal. Nothing personal, just please have 10 toes, you know.
Tell me, I'm just curious about one thing. Why did you write voluptuous?
Oh.
No, I did not mean to be rude at all. It's just that voluptuous, you know, that was just one of those words they use in personal ads, like Rubenesque or weight proportionate to height, right? Mm-hmm. This isn't coming out right. Look, you know, I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous. I'm not used to meeting people this way.
Really? You seem very practiced and smooth.
John Cusack plays Jake, the perfect match who answers Sarah's internet ad. Always a stickler for realistic characters and dialogue.
Mostly you just try to, you know, make it kind of as real as you can. And, you know, and then real life seems to be even stranger than most movies.
Cusack says he took writer-director Gary David Goldberg up on his offer to tinker with the script.
When I talked to Gary, Gary said, I met him and I said, oh, you know, because it was a little bit of a smaller part. And he goes, well, if we're going to have you do it, you know, we got to make something of it. And so I came with some ideas and he sort of wanted to go with them.
Some ideas, according to Goldberg, amounted to about 30 pages of what he calls really good stuff that was incorporated into the film. A veteran creator of hit TV situation comedies, including Family Ties and Spin City, Goldberg says there can be a few surprises, but audiences do have certain expectations from film romantic comedies.
In this movie, which is basically girl meets boy, girl loses boy, girl gets boy. What's interesting and different about it is that she's got the Hugh Grant role, you know, and she's flipping around, and Johnny's the knows what he wants and is going after it. So in a sense, we change that a little bit. But I think it's like, you know, situation comedy on television, too. There are certain givens, but you want to be right on that, on the line of it, if you can be. But you have obligations, and I think you go against them at your peril. I mean, you can, but you need to know that that's what you're doing.
Co-star Diane Lane, who does not deny that the film could be considered a chick flick, appealing mainly to women in the audience, believes it is fun to give in to the fantasy of film romance.
I think surrendering to the genre is a good thing, especially when people are paying $10 and are spending 2 hours in the dark together. You want the fulfillment of the investment you've made in the characters, you know. I think there's a lot of room for entertainment in today's world, and people want to feel good. And it's a feel-good movie, and it's a feel-good genre. And you know, John Cusack is so good at what he does that, you know, he deserves the girl at the end, after all.
This is a beautiful canine you have here. How long you had her?
She's my brother's.
I'm shocked and saddened. False pretenses.
Well, we are related. She's family. And I do really love dogs.
Must Love Dogs also features Elizabeth Perkins, Stockard Channing, Dermot Mulroney, and veteran Canadian-born actor Christopher Plummer as Sarah's poetry-spouting Irish father. The soundtrack is peppered with nostalgia, especially popular love songs from the 1980s. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
Something was happening.